Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. I was reading this fabulous article this week. It is by Jess Meadows. And I'm going to link it in the show notes so you can read it too. It's titled, Why Do We Personify ADHD? And my favorite quote, they say, we are all just trying to know the unknowable, to put a name on our pain and integrate it into our stories. We turn ADHD into a character, separate our brains from ourselves, even though they are one and the same. And this allows us to construct a personal narrative that's protective, that explains, that comforts. This is useful, but at the same time, I think we have to be careful not to forget that it's not ADHD that we are feeding and protecting and caring for. It's ourselves. I think it's really easy to separate our ADHD from ourselves because then it doesn't feel like we're the one messing up. We're the one that's broken. I totally agree with Jess. Like, we can separate from that pain and that struggle, the disability. It's over there and I'm over here and I don't have to take that on. And this is reinforced throughout society. When we get advice from people, the advice that they give us is from the construct that they have a neurotypical brain and their key to success is to do neurotypical things. They have good intentions when they say things like, well, if you just use your planner, or if you just try harder, or maybe if you paid attention more. While they mean well, they're basically saying, well, if you just don't have ADHD, then you'd be successful. They're like, if I could just plan stuff and just organize things, of course I'd be successful. Thanks, Captain Obvious. But you know what? I can't, because that's the whole definition of this disorder, is that I'm not good at planning and I'm not good at organizing and I'm not good at paying attention. Yeah. But here's the thing. All of their advice is always going to be from the perspective of, well, here's what I do with my brain who doesn't have problems with these things. So their advice is not going to apply because they don't have problems with these things. It would be like, imagine you have a friend who's in a wheelchair and you're like, you know, if you just tried harder to walk, then you could walk. Or you know what? I just use my leg muscles more and that helps me walk. Then I get there faster because I use my legs. Like, no, you would never say that to somebody in a wheelchair. So when someone says that to you, you can just throw it in the trash because it is garbage advice. Not only is it totally unrealistic, it's exhausting. There's no way that I'm ever going to be better at planning by simply just planning better. The key to my success is not acting like I don't have ADHD. Not only do I not want to be something that I'm not, I also can't be something that I'm not. Removing my ADHD is not the requirement to be successful. It has taken me many years to get to that point, but I want to encourage you too that that is not the requirement for being successful. Because for a long time, I thought that it was, and I don't want you to feel like that either. I'm also not going to sit here and tell you that the reason I'm successful is that I use all of my ADHD superpowers to get things done. No, that's not going to happen either. Only focusing on the positive sides does not get anyone anywhere because they're not all positive. But I'm not going to get on that soapbox today because this episode will be really long. The key to being successful with ADHD is trying to be successful with your ADHD. I go into every situation looking at How do I make this work for me? How do I make this work for my brain? Well, I mean, sometimes I forget, but most of the time that's what I do. I consider myself pretty lucky that in the 100 or so episodes that I've done, like, I've come a long way in accepting who I am and how my brain works. And all this learning, and, you know, every time I come up with an episode for you and I do a ton of research, like, I learn so much about my brain in the process. And I have come so far in accepting that this is how my brain functions. And not to say that I don't get frustrated. Like, I still get frustrated on a daily basis that my brain doesn't, like, work as easily as other people's. But I have so much more acceptance for reality. And that means that my brain waves and my energy, instead of being used for, like, beating myself up or kicking myself in the rear or circling about what I could have done differently, I'm instead putting that effort into problem solving. Instead of looking back, I'm looking forward. I'm looking for answers. I'm looking for solutions instead of just kicking myself all the time. I want that same acceptance and love for myself for you too. Like, I want you to have that. I want you to be able to look at yourself and being like, well, that really sucked and did not go as I planned, but I don't have to spend the next week ruminating over what I could have done differently. Let me think about how I'm going to attack this problem head on. How am I going to make different choices? How can I prepare myself differently to be proactive instead of in a constantly reactive state? Because in order to be proactive, you have to be prepared. You have to have knowledge. You have to have awareness. It's a tipping point. And it's not to say that I'm there all the time. I'm not. But when I compare the way that I view myself now and the way that I viewed myself 2 years ago or 6 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago, like, there's such a huge shift. And, like, I love this podcast. I will continue to give you all of this free stuff every week, like, showing up. But I'm also aware that the difference that I can make intensive spending time with you in a small group setting is so different and so much more, like, life-giving. And, like, I can pour so much more into you in a class than I can in 15 minutes a week on a podcast. Like, that is why I made these classes. That is why I'm creating these resources for you, because I know that, like, there is so much more work to be done on how you feel about yourself. And I want to give that to you. Like, I want to be here with you. I want to stand by you week after week and, like, get into the nitty-gritty and figure out, how do you enjoy your motherhood? It is possible, and it's not going to look the same for all of us. But there is a way to take what is important to you in your personality and your values and your family setup and figure out, how do you make motherhood work for you, for your family? There is a way to make your life so much more amazing than how you feel right now. Even if you feel really great, it is possible to feel even better the more that you know about your brain. I love watching these mamas who are in the class now take the steps forward and make the life that they already have better. Like, watching them be like, I feel confident. I have peace now in my home, in my day. Like, this was totally worth it. Thank you so much. Like, the way that they describe how their life is changed in just a few weeks is, like, just, it makes my heart burst, because I know that this is, although this is like a short-term gain, these are changes that are going to, like, ripple out and grow exponentially as they're putting these skills into place. Like, because I've been at rock bottom and I know where you can go, like, where I am now, it's like, man, like, this is only the beginning. When these women who just finished the class are going to look back, like, next summer and be like, whoa, this last school year was, like, shockingly different. Like, I cannot wait to ask them, like, how's it going next summer? Because I know that the answer is going to be like, I can't believe I didn't ask for help sooner. This was available to me all this time to be able to figure out how to live my life in a peaceful way. Like, this was possible. And I didn't know that these resources were here. Like, oh man, like, I wish I'd done this sooner. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever your version of being successful as a mom while having ADHD looks like. I want to help you get there. I want to help you put these foundations in place of like, this is step one. Figuring out how to keep up with your daily planning is step one of like, how do I make sure I'm showing up where I'm supposed to be? What do I need to do when I'm there? What do I feel like? How do I actually figure out what I'm supposed to do with my to-do list today? I have 437 things on this list. Like, what am I actually supposed to be doing today? When you set these foundational pieces in place, oh my goodness, mama, like it's crazy town, the difference it makes. And like, we're going to keep growing together. We're going to keep building on these foundations. Like, this isn't just like a one and done, bam, like I learned one thing, yay. No, it's like, these are foundational pieces to your day. And the saying goes, like, how you live your days is how you live your life. And when you can set up a peaceful framework for the day, like everything about your life gets better. I am here to help you set up your life using the brain that you already have and create a system that makes sense for you, because I get how your brain works because my brain works that way too. And then on top of that, one of the things that I didn't even see coming was that one of the mom's favorite parts was our Zoom meetings together, because they're like, I am in a room of women, I mean, virtual room of women who actually get how my brain works. Like, these women think the way that I think, and I don't feel alone. I don't feel broken because I'm sitting here looking at all these other faces and being like, I say something and I don't get a dirty look. I get a bunch of people nodding, being like, oh yeah, Like, that is such balm for the soul to like look around the room and being like, I'm not the crazy one. Everyone here, this is like, these are my people. They get me. Like, it was such a gift to them. Like, I added that into this class and I wasn't planning to. Like, we are going to meet every week virtually and ask questions. And like, you are in this group of like, everybody gets me. Everybody says things like, I have to write down eat lunch or I don't eat lunch. I set timers for all kinds of things. I have post-it notes stuck everywhere. Like, all of us do these same tricks that we've learned throughout our childhood to keep ourselves on track. Like, everyone else does those things that everyone else thinks is weird. We all do them in the whole room. It's amazing. I'm getting off track. Okay, so I cannot wait for our support group to start first week of September. We're all going to be meeting once a week. Like, I'm here to answer your questions. If you're getting stuck somewhere, we walk you through it. Okay, hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself. So, daily planning for ADHD moms. I made this class for you to have the skills that make sense for your brain, because I get it. My brain works like that. Like, this is how we set up the foundations of our day. You learn these skills so that they actually make sense, instead of people saying things like, just use your planner. Like, yeah, we're going to use a planner, but we're not going to say just use your planner. Like, I'm going to explain to you how to use a planner. What are the steps we're going to take? How do we prepare for our ADHD obstacles? Because there's always going to be some. And you're going to walk away from this class knowing a really easy to stick to three-step system to keep up with your calendar and a simple way to sort through your giant to-do list and figure out what actually matters. And you learn all this on 9 short video modules. All the videos are quick. They're like, most of them are 5 minutes or less. You can also speed it up. So if you want to listen to it on chipmunk speed, that is a choice. You're going to watch these videos on your own time, but I'm going to be there with you each week being like, how's it going? What's going on? What do you need? Did you forget? It's okay. I'm still here. Watch your video. So it's this very like non-judgmental, constant reminder system of me being like, hey, hello, you still there? I'm still here. You ready for some help? You need a little break? It's cool. Take your time. But I'm still here. Come back. So you can move at whatever pace you want. I have some mamas who go through the videos like hyper-focus, like knock them all out. You can do it the class in like 2 hours, really. And then I have other mamas who are like, I'm going to do a little bit each week. This is my folding laundry routine and I'm going to listen while I fold my laundry. Like, you can take this at whatever pace you want, but then know each week we meet and you have that accountability there, because I know that with ADHD brains, we need that extra accountability. Like, y'all are not gonna find another person who's gonna be like, cool, you're gonna pay this course one time and I'm gonna be here every week as long as you need to. 6 months from now, you're like, ooh, I am off track with that. cool, come back, come to the accountability group. Like, I'm not cutting you off at some point and being like, no, I'm not here to help you anymore. No, I am here to help you. Like, we will figure this out. Because here's the thing, we are going to get off track. That's just how our brains go. It's fine. What's our plan for getting back on track when we get off track? Like, it is going to happen. What's the plan? You have me here. So, mama, if you're ready to get your foundations in place, I am here for you. I want you to have a way to figure out what is the way that you are going to organize your day in a way that makes sense for ADHD brains, mom life, and of course, August is crazy, trying to get back into back to school. I want you to have the tools you need to make this happen. So, back to school bonus is going on until August 27th. You get 20% off your class with that bonus. Sign up right now before you forget, because you know you're going to forget. The website is all lowercase letters, bit.ly/ADHD plan. That's bit.ly/ADHD plan. All lowercase letters. I cannot wait to see you feeling confident and capable, and you're not spinning around in circles because you know exactly what you are going to do today. When you're feeling stuck, you've got a plan, you're ready to go. We are going to help you get your family life together, mama. You and me, we're in it. Let's do it. bit.ly/ADHD plan. Back to school bonus going on till August 27th, 20% off your class. Okay. See you later, successful mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.